This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you again to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 4, and today's devotion is titled, In Perfect Peace. In Perfect Peace. Our scripture memory for today comes from Isaiah 26, verse 3. It says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. The last 3 days we've talked about waking up early, setting goals for the morning time to wake up and have that prayer and devotion with the Lord. Have you found it's made a difference in your day? If things haven't exactly gone the way you've hoped, don't lose heart, because I know that even in my own life, sometimes when I'm trying to make changes for the better, it seems like things just get worse for a time, or things come up that just discourage me. But it's important not to get discouraged, because anytime we're trying to create better habits in our lives, there's going to be some work involved. And, you know, if you're trying to get up early in the morning and have your prayer and devotion, you might be making Satan really angry, and he may just really have it out with you for a few days. So don't give up. Trust God to work things out. Be diligent and keep at it. Also, remember that it can take up to a month to make a habit an actual habit. So if you're waking up every morning and you have a day where maybe you aren't able to get up, or you just decide to hit that snooze button a few times, and then maybe things don't go your way that day, it's okay. Give yourself a break. Know that tomorrow's a new day, and there's always hope for tomorrow. Yesterday we discussed the importance of having a cheerful attitude when you wake up and setting the tone for the day. And now I want to focus on the atmosphere in your home throughout the day. If you're waking up with a cheerful attitude and you're greeting your family with a smile in the morning and getting the day off to a good start, that's going to go a long way to creating an atmosphere of peace in your home. However, just because you wake up in a good mood in the morning doesn't mean that everyone else in the household is going to wake up in a good mood. And we can't control other people and how they behave. So if you find that, you know, maybe your family is not used to having a peaceful morning or having peace in the home throughout the day, that's something you're going to have to talk to Jesus about, and trust him to help you stay patient and not give up and lose hope. Because it can be discouraging when you're trying so hard and your family's not on board with you. But I really believe that if you give it your very best every single day, give all the problems to the Lord, that he's going to help you maintain a cheerful attitude of joy when you're dealing with your children, with your husband, with other people who come in and out of your life throughout the day. It's so important to have peace in your home. If your husband comes home each evening to peace, he'll look forward to coming home. And if your children live in a peaceful environment, they'll grow up to care for the feelings and needs of others rather than being anxious and unsure of themselves all the time. But how do we attain perfect peace? The Bible says we'll have peace from God if our thoughts dwell on the things of God. Our hearts will be transformed. That's why having your morning devotion is so important. It sets the tone for the rest of the day, as we've already talked about. When we begin our day with prayer and devotion, if we begin our day consumed by the things of God, our hearts will be transformed. Your heart will be recharged and nourished by the bread of life, and your emotions won't be running on an empty tank It may be that you already feel like your heart reserves have been running low for quite some time. And, I've been there. I know what it's like to feel completely at a loss as to what to do to change your situation. And sometimes, if you've been especially discouraged, it can be difficult to even pray for yourself. But you know what? God understands all of that. He wants you to talk to Him. It's okay to tell Him that you feel lousy or that, you feel like life is unfair or you're unhappy with the way things are going, that you feel desperate. Tell Him. He wants to hear you. Talk to Him. He wants to have those conversations with you. And one of my favorite ways to spend my time in prayer is to use a prayer journal. I've been using a prayer journal for off and on for about 15 years, and I can tell you when I first rededicated my life to Christ, I began keeping a journal and writing down my prayers and scriptures and different things that God had shown me in that journal. And it really, really helped me to focus on my prayers. It helped, a lot of times I'll go back even and read old entries in my journal, and I can see where God has answered prayers and that He's been there, that miracles have happened. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about keeping a prayer journal today. If you've never kept a journal or a prayer journal before, it can be any type book that you choose. It doesn't matter what size, shape, what the style is. You can select a three-ring binder or a standard notebook, or it could be a pretty blank book. Whatever makes you feel happy and you think that will encourage you to use it. Personally, I've realized over the years that if I don't have something pretty to look at, if I don't have a pretty book, I'm not going to write in it. So I enjoy picking out a new journal every time I fill up my old one, and it's just a lot of fun for me. This past month, I was really excited because I had come in and told my daughter that I was planning to go buy a new prayer journal, and she said, "Hang on just a minute." And she ran upstairs and she brought down a beautiful journal and said that she had bought that for me and she'd been waiting to give it to me. And so I was really just, that blessed me so much that she had thought about me. And the front cover has a beautiful floral pattern and it says, "Count your blessings every day." And that makes me happy. But whatever makes you happy, they don't cost a whole lot of money. If you want to buy a pretty book, you can find them at Walmart or Target, or even, a bookstore. My 18-year-old loves to keep her prayer journal, and she likes to have a pretty book like I do. And she recently went and purchased a new one because she's already filled up several journals with her prayers. And she went and bought a beautiful, nice, big, thick journal with lots and lots of pages at Barnes and Noble. So you could probably find some books on Amazon.com as well. But anyway, whatever makes you happy, just give it some thought. And that's your challenge for today, is to find a book to write your prayers in. Once you've selected your book, I want you to put it in your prayer corner that we talked about on day one. And find a pretty pen, something that you would like to write with, and put it with your book so that in the morning when you have your devotions, you can sit down and write in your journal. So let's talk about what to write in your journal. You can write your scripture memory verses in there. When you're reading your Bible, if you come across a verse that particularly speaks to you, write it in your journal. I like to write out my prayers as I pray them. It helps me to keep my mind from wandering. I don't know if you ever have this problem, but when I start to pray and I can be praying about, people in my life or any topic, and something else will pop in my head and my mind will start to wander and I have to refocus and it just can be a little frustrating. So I have found that the prayer journal helps me to keep my mind from wandering. I can write down my prayers, and it just gives me the chance to really think about what I'm saying to God and not be thinking about, you know, what I have to do during the day, things that are on my mind, or, you know, when I have things pop in my head. So it's just a really great way to focus your prayers. Last month, I had the opportunity to go to a workshop on biblical journaling. And I have to say, I really enjoyed that workshop. Elder David Hartman, a good friend of mine, had the workshop, and he has been journaling, or biblical journaling, for, I think he said, 25 years. And he has filled up notebook after notebook after notebook of his thoughts and reflections and prayers and things. It was just a really, really amazing workshop. But I wanted to share a little bit about what he had said concerning biblical journaling, because I thought it was just a really great idea, and you might want to try to incorporate this into your own journaling. There were three parts to the biblical journaling. The first part has to do with the head. And, you know, when you're reading in your Bible, and you take a passage or a chapter or even just a few verses, and you study it. You can have your theology books out, you know, Bible commentaries, whatever you use to study God's Word and to help you understand it better. And you write down the insights that you find on that particular passage in the Bible. So that would be the first part. The second part has to do with your heart. What is God speaking to you personally through those verses? You know, so that would be you listening to God's voice and hearing what He has to say, things that He's convicting you about in that passage. And the third part has to do is your hands. What is God showing you that you could do to implement what He has shown you through these verses? How can you incorporate what you've learned into your life and put it to action? So those are three ways that you could also use your prayer journal. I'm anxious to get started doing that here real soon myself. So I just really hope that you will take this to heart and get yourself a book to write in each day as you have your prayer time. I know that as you spend more and more time talking to God and getting your day off to a good start with prayer and devotion, He's going to keep you in perfect peace. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father in heaven, Lord, we just praise your name today for giving us the opportunity to grow closer to you, to know you better through prayer. Lord, we want to grow our relationship with you so that it's solid, and so that when times get hard, you are the one that we turn to instead of the world. Lord, I just pray for each woman listening to this today. Please bless her heart. Give her strength and wisdom. Help her to do those things that you would have her to do. Help her to live her life for your glory. In Jesus' precious holy name, I pray. Amen. I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, New Mercies Every Morning.